What's the difference between toadstools and mushrooms?
Well, toadstools are poisonous.
Oh.
And some mushrooms are poisonous. You have to know what you're doing. We just buy the mushrooms in the store. However, we used up on Long Island, we used to get mushrooms and grew out through the woods, and the caretaker on the place, we had a place up there for 2 years back during the boom, so-called boom, 25, 26, and the caretaker knew the right kind of mushrooms, and he used to bring them in to us, and some would be what they call a big beefsteak mushroom. Would be as big as the palm of your hand or maybe larger. And it would look like a vicious thing. You would swear it would be poisonous from the coloring. It was bright red on top and yellow underneath.
Oh.
But they were the best things that you ever put in your mouth.
That would be what they call it.
If you like mushrooms, some people don't.
I like
Susan's
it.
One that doesn't
like it.
Would you like to serve them, or would you just tell them to?
Well, if we have more than six, we generally serve at buffet and let everybody help themselves. But sometimes if it was just six people, we just serve it at the table and dishes, individual dishes. I mean, serving dishes, vegetable dishes, pass it.
And see, if you didn't want any, what might you say?
No, thank you.
would you ever say I don't care for any, or is that real formal?
Oh, you might. I say no thank you, I don't care for any of it.
Yeah, but that's not, is that for formal use, or?
No, I think just no thank you is probably what I'd say.
Did you have another name for like a grove, you know, for... Say for, you know, apple grove or something like that?
Orchard? Apple orchard, but you say orange grove. It's funny. Peach orchard and an apple orchard. And I guess a pear orchard. Out in Oregon they have pear orchards. But it's always an orange grove.
What about peaches? What kind of different peaches?
Well, there's a clean peach that makes wonderful branded peaches, and there's a little white clean peach that's real sweet and good, but they're a little bit hard to peel and to get off. Of course, they don't come off the seed so easily. What's the kind of peach? And all come in at different times of the year. There's a Georgia Bell. I know. Well, I can't tell you the name of his favorite. Now, he always waits. It comes in after the middle of June. They start shipping and picking. And one thing we used to do up there in Macon after the main part of the season was over, and the people had shipped most of their good peaches, they'd open up the groves and you could go out and get a hamper and just go around and pick your own peaches. And we'd pick a couple of hampers maybe, because we'd pick nice ones that we thought were firm enough to ship, and we'd ship several hampers down here. But they lost money on us, because I think we ate about half as many as we picked. They never had any track of those. We could go in and pick them and then pay them so much a hamper for it or so much a basket, whatever it was.